Welcome to the Destiny Addicts podcast. If you want to find a group of committed guardians in your local time zone, build fire teams, meet face to face, and contribute to others outside the world of Destiny, this podcast is for you. In this week's podcast, Fighting Lion Meta in Trials with our guests Sin and Genius, and Actual Podcasting with Synchromissy. All right, it's Destiny Addicts episode 26. Thank you, Mr. Gibbo, for telling me. No, it's not. It's 25.
Oh my sweet God! You know how last time I said it was literally like the worst soap opera ever, like the longest, shittest running joke in the history of podcasting.
No, because you said it's episode 25, and I went, no, it's, and I went, oh, yes, it is. And then for some reason, now my base was 25, so I added one, and now it's 26.
I just want to point out that I was right and you were wrong. Yeah, I just want to say that. I was right, you were wrong.
That's terrible.
It's not terrible.
I thought for sure I'd get it right this time.
It's not terrible. It's factually correct.
Factually correct. Okay, so that's done. I think I just have to skip what. So it doesn't really matter what episode it is, I guess, from now on.
Not anymore.
Say welcome to Destiny Addicts. But at least I got Destiny Addicts out this right, this time. Jesus.
Yeah, good job.
Drinking. And we've got Synchro Messi on the line as well. There you go.
We do. I'm doing very well.
Heard you're back online. You're back playing some Destiny 2 on the real console.
On the real console, yes. My PS4 adventure has been, you can't make this shit up. You really can't.
But we'll get to that in a different segment, do you want to? Because yes. That seems like a bit of a journey.
It is a little bit of a journey, but yes, it is going to be back. I think I've played more on my PS4 in the last 2 hours tonight than what I've actually played since the game came out.
In the last 2 hours? Or didn't you say 2 days when you were...
No, 2 hours I've only been playing on my PS4 tonight.
Oh, really?
So you've managed to squeeze 25 hours of game time into the last 2 hours, is what you're saying.
Power level. Nice. And we have I'd say the winner of the name the podcaster with the onesie competition, but he isn't. It's someone else that entered, which is Sin. How you going, Sin?
Hey, thanks for having me on.
Yeah, that's very good.
Sin, can I ask you a question?
Hey, sure.
Have you ever done any kind of audio entertainment before? Because you have a very silky smooth voice that sounds like it's suited to a medium such as this one.
So what you're saying is I need to have one of those 1-800 numbers that guys or gals can call up.
Yeah, yeah.
I have that voice.
Yeah, let's run through one right now. Just give it any number and say something really lewd at the end of it. Go.
All right. You're going to dial me, right? 1-800-867-5309 or whatever the number is.
Is that it? You've got to tell us what your service is going to be as well.
All right. Thank you for calling 1-800-mail-order-onesie.
Yes. Perfect.
We're just talking prior to the podcast. I was thinking, because they're like, have you got the onesie on? I'm like, well, no, it's actually getting quite hot down here, so it's hard to actually put it on when it's hot because it'll be sweaty and that's not good for anyone. And they're like, well, they need to make like lightweight onesies so that it's summertime. And I'm not sure that they do. And I thought maybe, you know how everyone else does t-shirts. I'm thinking maybe we'll do t-shirts and also some slacks, and then we can just get people to like safety clip them around.
Some slacks.
Yeah, so like tracksuit pants, or like I guess it's for summertime, so you want something light.
So hang on. I'm a bit lost here. Are you talking about us creating Destiny Addicts podcast themed slacks?
As in onesies. It's the onesie.
I've got a good idea to say mail order onesie though.
I've got a good idea. I think we should get like host themed clothing. So you could have the Bushman Bob onesie.
Yeah,
Like Sync. What would be a piece of clothing that you would suggest?
What, for myself or for Bushman?
No, for yourself, for people, if they wanted to look like you.
Yeah, for anyone who wants to purchase something with your name on it from the internet.
It'd have to be a t-shirt, I reckon, like or something.
That's
something funny on it.
That's very simple. I was going to say
I'm a simple kind of guy.
Well, you've got the tartan. What are they? What were you when they found you drunk on the floor in the front door? Wasn't it a tartan shorts and a?
What the fuck are you talking about, man? Remember,
didn't you say you were walking and everyone at your work was saying, "What the hell are you wearing?" Like a Hawaiian shirt or something, wasn't it?
Oh, right. No, you've got that completely wrong.
No, okay. What were you wearing? What was that analogy for? That wasn't an analogy.
I was just wearing like a random pair of shorts, a tracksuit top, and a straw hat with some sunglasses.
Straw hat. That's it. Straw hat and sunglasses. No.
Well, like I was going to say that for me, like rather than go with like a onesie or a t-shirt, if it was like, you know, you click on, you know, which host's gear do you want to buy? You click Kendo Gibbo 1980, and you're presented with a pair of arseless chaps. I could barely get that out without laughing. Just the idea of a set of Destiny 2 themed arseless chaps is fucking brilliant.
So what would Genius have? What's his thing? Something has to be something with a bacon roll, doesn't it?
Yeah, I was about to say like just like a massive bacon sandwich suit.
I was just thinking something that would just cover your privates and that's it.
Like a genius isn't here.
He's
like, it's not bacon, it's spam.
Oh yeah,
spam. Okay, sorry. That's exactly right. Just a spam sheet.
Yeah. So if you click on Genius, you just get like a small tin of spam to put over your mouth.
No, I was thinking, well, maybe just a suit with like some shit hanging off the back of it. Oh.
Where did that come from?
In case when you shit yourself and you want to sit down on the bus.
But I'm the one that shat myself. That was me. That wasn't Genius. You're mixing us
up. Yeah, but
up
he
now.
Was the I know, but he's the one that made it funny.
Well, that's true. Well, he said he'd have to spit on a fat guy, so that's a bit different to shitting yourself.
He's going to ruin not being on this episode.
He fucking is, isn't he? Anyway, welcome, Sin. Hi.
Yeah.
Hi, thank you.
So here's a new question for you. If you had to have a piece of clothing or a costume made out of yourself, what would it be? Or something that you love?
Oh, man.
A question without notice?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks for that one. Way to put me on the spot. Well, if we're going to continue the theme from earlier, I mean, we could go with that mail order onesie.
Mail order onesie. Nice. Would you just with Destiny Addicts, just all over what? All over the ass cheek or at the front? Where would you put the...
All over the ass cheek. Now, there's something you don't hear.
What about an assless onesie?
Yeah, to go with my arseless chaps.
Absolutely.
That's actually not a bad idea, because then you can just run to the toilet without any interruptions of your game time.
See, yeah, no unzipping or anything, you're ready to go.
Oh, look at that. That's perfect. Like, or like the onesie chaps, so that the front is open as well.
That's a forward thinker right there.
Thank you. I like to think I'm innovating the onesie right now.
So this actually is a really good segue into our normal question.
No, it's not. It's fucking terrible.
It's a really good segue into our normal question, which I did prepare you for. You had to have something on your ass cheeks that was tattooed, that was Destiny related in your arseless onesie, what would it be?
So I tried not to put too much thought on this, but the first thing that I thought of was Cade 6 pointing with one hand and a thumb up with the other one on my right ass cheek, pointing towards my front.
So basically, he's like, hey, ladies, take a look at this. Get some of that. Isn't it lovely?
Yes, basically that is what I was going for.
It's like K6 giving it, that's a magnificent wiener, basically.
Do it for the puppies.
Do it for the puppies. That's what I'd do it for.
I'm pretty sure you don't want puppies playing with that stick, though.
It
depends
on
that one.
No bones for the puppies.
What kind of puppies?
Oh dear indeed.
Like little poodles, you know.
I was more thinking like some chest puppies, but you know, maybe that was just me.
Some chest puppies. All right, Sin, do you want to actually talk to you? Just the normal stuff that we're like normal people would ask you questions on, like, you know, what's your background? Obviously, you sound American with that salty voice.
Oh, sultry, yeah, that voice. That sultry, silky, sultry voice. In the U.S., East Coast, I've been playing Destiny probably about 2 years now. Started Destiny 1 as a Taken Tot. Been playing a lot of Destiny 2 between working some long hours. I work basically 9 to 5, 9 to 6, 2 or 3 days a week, and then 9 to 9 most other days. Wait a minute. Did you just eat chips or fart in the middle of a raid right now?
No, I was just farting, sorry.
that's kind of par for the course.
Ask questions of the guests and then fart on their end. it was coming, so... Yep, sorry. So take them top. Lots of Destiny 2.
I don't even know where I left off. But yes, playing some Destiny 2.
You're working some crazy hours.
Crazy hours. I did keep Genius up till 3 a.m. my time last night playing
some. He's not here.
So I apologize for keeping him up and not making the show.
Would you like to replace Genius? Just like full time. Okay.
Nobody can replace that dude. True. He's irreplaceable.
He does bring something of a spam addict to our podcast, doesn't he?
I don't even get the whole spam thing. Spam is just gross.
Oh, yeah.
No, or you can't really. Don't say that to Genius directly. He's not Tongan, he's Hawaiian. He got really angry with me for calling him Tongan last week. So he's Hawaiian, and they love a bit of spam. No horses, apparently. Spam.
Yeah, what was it with the horses? Is spam supposed to be... Well, oh, no, the Tongans eat horses or something.
Have you ever eaten horse?
No, you said the Japanese eat it, don't
they? I've eaten... Not only have I eaten horse, but I've eaten raw horse on a number of occasions.
What do you do? Just go up and bite them?
Yeah, that's it. It's alive as well. Like, it tastes best if you're trying to ride it at the same time.
So is that a delicacy there or something, or just what they just power the course?
They generally do it. Yeah, they'll eat it. Like, it's
just go to a restaurant and just say, off we go.
Yeah, raw horse sashimi. If they've got it, I'll eat it.
I think you guys have just summoned Genius, because all of a sudden he's just waking up.
Summoned Genius. Like the Gimp from Pulp Fiction.
I was more thinking of the genie from the bottle. You just said the magic words, and all of a sudden he's just like, come out of nowhere, snap, I'm here.
Not like Gandalf coming over that ridge with a big white shining light behind him.
With a big can of spam.
Yeah, with a spam. Yeah, with a
no
massive
wand,
spam
a can of spam.
So what did you, so what were you doing with him to keep him up? Just a bit of banana and a bit of...
God, do you realize how bad that sounds? Like, what were you doing with Genius to keep him up? Was it a bit of banana?
No, here's how that really went. You dialed that 1-800-867-5309. Hi, welcome to Mail Order Onesies. I have your iron banana ready.
He bought you by accident. Is that what he's saying?
Hey, free game, I guess.
Nice.
So you didn't make it into trials, though, did you? It wasn't that salty, was it?
Yeah, about 3 or 4 matches. We did a few. Super sweaty, awful as usual. Yeah. I hate queuing into trials every time. I'm not very good. I'm not as good as the guys that are in trials by any stretch of the imagination. I love quick play. I love having a little bit of fun. I do all right. But trials, it is a whole nother beast.
There's a lot of people like that, I find. It's just, there must be the top 5%, because you're right. Like, if you go into, like, there's heaps of us, Gibbo's the same, Genius is the same. There's plenty of people that you go into a fire team with, and you're all pretty much around about the same level. And you go, okay, sweet, let's go into trials. I'm like, yeah, let's not do that again.
Yeah, let's go into trials. And then trials just turns around and goes, you think you know how to play this game? Well, let me show you a lesson in life, Miladio. And ruffles your hair, slaps you about the face a bit, turns you straight back out of that door and pushes you out and gives you a good kick on the arse on the way back as well.
Yeah.
Trials is a different beast.
I don't know. People, like, that's the general. I mean, there's a few people in the Discord that say, I had a good time in trials. And we've got someone in the clan now that said he carries people. I'm like, sweet. I'll jump on you.
Oh, really? I might join this clan of yours now, then.
Oh, you might join the clan. That's upsetting. That's really upsetting after all of our adventures. So we did actually, I put it in this. I've actually got show notes this time. So we actually, I did actually join up with Polar Bear and Gibbo Joe and John at the same time. And
yes.
And she said, oh, do you want to do night? Well, actually, I just asked her to do Nightfall because I had the rat. She said, oh, okay. And then we got through that with... Was it you, Kendo? It was, wasn't it?
It was with me. Fucking hell, you've got the worst memory ever. Like, if I was to list up like all of Bushman's faults, like there'd be spelling, there'd be maths, there'd be general
recognition. Just remembering who I did stuff with. I remembered Polar Bear.
Oh, thanks. So
she was lovely enough to carry us through. And what did we made it by like. Not two, much, like the biggest
2 seconds.
Basic.
It was two seconds. Yeah.
5 minutes and 2 seconds to go. And she was like, no, we would have been fine. We would have killed some more ads if we hadn't. I'm like, yeah, rubbish. Look who you're playing with.
Yeah. So you haven't actually played with us before, have you, love? It's like, no, it's all right. Okay, scratch that first time. Didn't even get to the boss. Did we get to the first time? I don't remember.
No, we decided to get out of it, but it helped by when we first started the second time we ran into it. We had like 9 people start the Nightfall with us to get through that first section pretty quickly. So just randos, remember?
Yes, I do. Yeah. Without that, we wouldn't have, we wouldn't have made it.
But we got it. And then, so we were in the tower and then a boohoo from the clan pops in and he goes, oh, you guys just did the Nightfall. And, I'm like, yeah, we did. He goes, oh, I can't. I've been to Hawthorne, but I can't pick up my clan rewards for the Nightfall for you and Gibbo doing it. And I'm like, well, I did send him a clan invite before we started. I think you might have deleted it.
A clan request. I think I had 3 from you in the space of 2 hours, you daft twat.
Well, every time we were doing something that would be helpful, you just ignored it. So, but
oh, no, I didn't ignore it. I specifically went in and deleted it the moment it appeared.
So if we get maybe if I can do some trials and actually have some stuff for you to pop in that might be more interesting. So it's all about incentive for Gibbo. You've got to
run. It is. I'm very motivated by reward.
Someone just got 500 clan XP as we speak. I wonder who that was. Maybe Genius is playing instead.
Is Genius playing instead of podcasting?
I don't know.
Genius, you're spammy in wanker. Get off your fucking PlayStation and get onto the podcast.
At least it is. He's just having his brekkie.
He's probably having breakfast. Bless him. He's probably
so we did that, but
spamming. You've been spamming out quite a few invites at the moment, I think.
Me?
Yeah, I'm guessing it's you.
I only to Gibbo.
Yeah, like seriously, 3 in the space of 2 hours. We're like, get the fucking message for the love of God.
Well, if you don't ask, you won't receive, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, apparently, if you don't ask, you still receive, as far as I'm concerned.
Talking about people in the clan, I think. So, do you want to go through your dramas with the PS4 for this exciting?
I could do a little bit. I'm actually quite knackered because I took the entire week off of Destiny. Only hopped on Saturday and managed to grind out 4 characters, which gives you a hint that I am now back on PS4, bitches.
So I can do Nightfall.
About time you got that.
Right.
Sorry.
I said it's about time you got it up and running.
I know.
It's only been, 6 weeks since it... When did it come out? Early? Yeah, it must have been 6 weeks.
Yeah, it's about that, I think, yeah.
Yeah, it's something like that. And, like, it's been an epic journey, and you cannot make this shit up. You really can't. So, basically, I've got my PS4, I've changed my hard drive that didn't work, re-put my original hard drive back in so my warranty was covered. And then, basically, tried to reinitialize, that didn't work, took the PS4 back... Finally, once I found my receipt, got that back, come home, started playing, and actually started working. I'm like, sweet. Then my SCUF controller started to play out. I'm like, okay, I'll just grab the controller out of the box. Grab the controller out of the box, and the right stick is not even inside. It's like some knob. It's like some knobhead just goes, oh, maybe it's a do-it-yourself kit. Oh, whack it in the box and send it off.
He'll enjoy that. Whack it in the box.
Yeah, some people like to whack it in the box. So yeah.
So after you whacked off in the box, you decided to take the rest of yourself.
I didn't whack off in the box.
I thought that's what you said. So can you whacked off in the box?
Yeah. Can you imagine some poor game shop employee? He opens up this thing. It's just covered in sink juice. And he's like, what is this? And it's like all over his hands. It's like all just coming out of the disc slot.
Well, it couldn't go the other way. They might just look at it and go, no wonder your PS4's not fucking working.
Yeah, sir, I think you found your problem.
I'm always the one. However, yes, it's good to be back. So now I've got the fun task of balancing both consoles, which will be interesting, but it's good
what
to be
have
back.
You, what have you, you got them on a seesaw or something? Which one's heavier?
Yeah. Oh, my Xbox is actually riding my PS4.
Easy.
So you're back. I mean, it's been tough. You kind of jump on and go, where's Sync? No, it's not on. Where's Genius? Oh, he's on, but he's not. So I got in trouble because someone said they sent me an invite on Discord, but I wasn't on. I'm like, oh, yeah, nah. I sometimes just have it on in case I want to jump on the Vita or the remote play or whatever. And then Genius is like, yeah, he's never on. Genius is constantly on. And like, he's such a hypocrite. He's on right now, even though he's not.
He's on, but he's not. Is that
it? Constantly. He's always in orbit. I can always tell what he's doing because he's doing the wrong stuff. But he jumped in. How long ago is that now that he said, I'll jump in? That was 10 minutes ago, Jenny. So it takes a long time to cook spam these days, apparently. So that's it. So you're back on at Sync and ready to roll with anyone. You'll be able to jump on the 100?
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, and we're famous. Did you guys know that we're the 100 after Fear Bronner came on a couple of weeks ago? Was it a couple of weeks ago or last week? I can't remember.
It was a couple of weeks ago now, Bushman. But Jesus. Thank you for there's trying memory best. Again.
So he's chucked us on the front of their their page. And we've also got, if you go to the 100 and you go to Destiny 1, if you want to start your own podcast... We've now got an Addicts podcast channel on the 100, so we will pop in. If you're in our, if you join the Discord, you'll see whenever we're recording because we put it on and the hosts jump on, and sometimes some trolls from the group jump on as well. I'm like, fuck off. get off our thing. But
I like that. Not some members from the Discord, some trolls from the group who can fuck off. There's community for you.
Yeah. Leave us alone. So that's exciting. We're getting world famous. Because you can see that all over the world. We're on the internet.
So. The internet's an amazing place.
We're on the internet. Well done, Bushman.
I guess we are always, really, aren't we? And we do have a website, so there's that.
Look, this section is like listening to my granddad talking about the wonders of this thing that he's just found called the interwebs.
The interwebs. Yep, that's it. So, that's my exciting news for the week. Gibbo, how's Iron Banner going? Are you enjoying the grind?
Iron Banner. Iron Banner for me is like, you know, everybody back in the day, right? When you were younger, like say in your early 20s, I don't know if you university fellas had a student mate like this, but there was always one friend who they were generally great to be around, but they were always borrowing money. And you'd lend them like a few quid to make sure that they could come out because they were good value when they did come out. But they never fucking paid you back. And sometimes you're just like, mate, I love you, but pay me that 20 quid you fucking owe me. That is Iron Banner for me right now. It's that mate who you enjoy being around, but they've taken a little bit too much and now they need to have a talking to because it's not quite as fun as it used to be.
Because it's 4v4 or because of the tokens? What's your...
No, because it's just completely fucking underwhelming. It's just boring now, isn't it? Like, I realize that suddenly my English roots have really come to the fore. But
when you get angry, it's...
Yeah. When I want to have a proper fucking rant, I start to get really English in it. So, but think about Iron Banner. Like, you go in, you complete your first milestone, and you go back to Saladin. And you're like, great, what am I going to get? And he's like, here. Have some
tokens.
Yeah, have some tokens. And you're like, are you fucking joking? You haven't even given me enough tokens for one rank.
And you're right.
Like, I've I've just completed a milestone. Like I could go to your buddy Zavala, and he'd give me at least the fighting lion, which I can put into something else. But you, Saladin, you tight bastard, even after I saved your ass from the fucking Seaver infestation, which you didn't do a proper job of the first time round, the best that you can give me is 3/4 of a rank's worth of tokens, you tight bastard.
Is it on the back of that he asked to borrow 20 quid?
Yeah, here's 15 tokens. And can you lend me a score, please, Gibbo, because I'm broke. I need to go down to the gunsmith and buy myself a legendary mod that's inevitably not going to turn into a kinetic mod, even though that's what I really need. Because I'm not fucking sore about that either.
So I'm just thinking maybe is he one of those guys that goes, look, if you give me $200, I'll give you something super special, yeah?
Yeah.
So $200 for Lord Saladin these days, once you're giving me, you know, your ten tag, he's like, here, have a sticker.
Yeah. That's really what
I'm score. Good job.
Sin, what do you think? Like, is Saladin, is he keeping up his end of the bargain, or do you feel like every time you go and like do anything with him, he's just kicking you in the nuts?
I have mixed feelings on the whole thing. I do kind of miss the power level aspect of it. And yeah, it's, you got to do, if you're not having really good runs, if you're not in with a good fire team, it's going to take you 5-6 runs to get enough tokens to...
Don't even get me started. Here you go. Don't even get me started on 2 tokens if you lose. 2 tokens, yes. If you lose. For the love of God. Now let's think about this. Let's do it like, I'll do the maths here, Bushman, because I know you're shit with numbers. So,
I like maths.
So follow me on this. But you need how many tokens to... Oh, I can hear someone typing. That's Bushman doing maths.
No, it's not me. Someone else is doing their typing.
How many tokens for 1 rank?
10.
No, it's 20, for fuck's sake. 20. Do you even play this game?
20.
What? Oh, no, 20. No, but you need 10, other than 10 losses.
Right. You need, like, 10 losses. So that's 10 games. Let's take this through. Okay, 10 games. Yeah. Now, let's say that you want to grind to rank 10 for your milestone. How many is 10 times...
Oh, Jesus.
Right.
That's a lot. That's a lot of time.
It's
And it's what, 8 minutes per game?
So it's 100 games or 800 minutes of game time.
Yeah, it could be there for a while. That's a good, 12, 13 hours?
13 and a half hours.
In it?
Mate, 13 and a half hours in it, governor. And that's not even taking loading and matchmaking into account, in it?
I think I was reading an article.
Morning, guys.
Morning, genius.
It's a shame. Talking about being in it.
It's a shame you weren't here earlier because, whilst I'm having what sounds like a very cultured rant about Saladin being the world's tightest bastard, we were actually insulting your honour and spam earlier. I wish you'd have been here for it. It was brilliant.
I'm pretty sure I'm going to listen to it back on.
And a shitty onesie as well.
Just start at 28 minutes. You'll be fine.
Yeah. It's probably for the best. Though, I will say, genius, that this week I didn't call you Tongan. Are you impressed?
Yeah, thank you.
It's so sincere.
It is.
The thing I have learned about this podcast, there is no mercy for any host that does not make it on.
Yeah, I know. I know.
I left for like 3 minutes, and then I come back and I had to listen to the rant from Kendo.
Yeah, I like it's. So hang on, when I was off as well, I seem to remember that I got a pretty decent seeing to from you fuckers and all.
What, in episode 1 and 2, we didn't even know you were on.
Yeah, sure, that one.
I think I've got Saladin summed up. So you go to him, you buy a pair of jeans, and you end up with a pair of arseless chats.
Arseless chats. Yeah. Oh, can you imagine? Right, you know how the armor. This is a good one. This is going to be a good one, right? So imagine you're in charge of designing season 2's armor for the Iron Banner. I would go for Brokeback Mountain themed armor. and just it's just arseless chaps and gay cowboy hats for everybody.
No, that's it. Just helmets and pants.
Yeah, yeah. All you've got. All you've got.
You also have to have the leather vest too. Leather vest has to be. I love it.
And yeah, everyone gets a bat rag. Everyone, even if you're a hunter.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But
you need a bat rag. You need a bat rag for something different.
What I'm saying is, you've got arseless chaps, but you've got no trousers underneath them, so you're running around with your arse and your garbage hanging out in your iron banner with a hat and a leather vest on at the same time.
Do you get cowboy boots as well?
Yeah, yeah. I guess you could do if you want to keep them on. That's it to you.
So you're talking about summer wear then?
Yes.
So summer wear, is that what you said?
Summer, you've got air conditioning built in.
Arseless chaps is like Gibbo's favoured summer wear. So come on, Bob, if it's not going to be the gay cowboy with the arseless chaps, what's season two of Iron Banner going to bring if you're the designer?
If I get to be the designer?
Yeah.
Oh, it's just one thing, it's onesies for everyone. It's like three onesies across the board. Like,
can you imagine? Like, you'd have
then to, you only have to rank out once. You get one onesie and you get one scout rifle. That's all you need.
One scout rifle.
And that's the only thing you get to. You only scouts and onesies. And you can bring in that shitty energy gun that you can shoot people with. It's an exotic. What is it? The dragon's breath or not the dragon's? What is the one in the one that you love? That you just,
the fighting lion.
That's the one. Fighting lions and scout rifles. Okay, so it's just pretty much like, just scout rifles.
Speaking of fighting lion, right, Sin?
The fighting lion. It's like...
That fighting lion meta.
It's,
Oh, if only they had private matches just fighting lions. That's all you get.
No. You guys don't get it. You guys should have seen what we did for trials 2 weekends ago.
Hot fighting lions? Everyone would have laughed at you.
Dude, no? We literally used just fighting lions. Yeah. And like we didn't use any other weapon unless you ran out of ammo. Yes. And the only other weapon you had was a sidearm.
That's brilliant.
I'm dead serious.
We actually ran into a group one match to tell you how much fun it is. One guy messaged me afterwards and said that is the most fun he has had the entire night.
Why? Of course we lost. Because he smashed you.
Well, probably because they won. Smash you.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, not only that, at the fact that at the end, okay, November was by himself. He literally, all four of them started dancing in front of him. They lined up and they let him take a shot at him.
Direct shot.
No one died. They, like their shields are half gone. The shields are half gone.
It's
not the full shield. Oh. Half shield was gone after one shot.
Oh my
and
god!
Then the guy put up a shield, or one of the Titans put up a shield to basically try to ricochet it off. I think after the ricochet, the hunter ended up throwing a knife at him, but they were all dancing and stuff before they even killed him. It was hilarious.
That is so good. That's the best idea in the world. The fighting lion team on trials. I'd be impressed if you could even win a single game. In fact,
we couldn't even get one kill though. It was rough.
I can imagine.
I like the idea. It's like Bubble Bros and the Fun Police.
No, it's not like Bubble Bros. No, because Bubble Bros is
actually
useful.
Works.
What, like, yeah. That would be the equivalent of people like me trying to do like No Land Beyond in Destiny 1.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah, before just
and then we tried changing up the meta to go all Cold Hearts.
Nice. And that's got to be at least a little bit better.
We won a match.
Yeah, you can do that.
Yeah. Won our first
match.
We
won a full match.
That night with Cold Hearts.
All Cold Heart.
Nice. Yeah.
And that's all we used, and the whole match was just Cold Heart and melee.
Last night, Cold Hearts, not so much.
The guys, no. Well, the team shots were on point here, though, right?
Was that you, Gene?
No.
Was it a spammy match?
No, that wasn't me.
See? We'll see.
I'm pretty sure that sounded like Gibbo.
Gibbo was talking at the time.
He's
a ventriloquist. Come on.
If I was able to talk and belch at the same time, I would be a lot richer than I am now. Let's put it like that.
So talking about saltiness.
You're not going to make me talk about the fucking Iron Banner again, are you?
No, well, you can if you want, but there... So, all right, on a salt meter out of 10, where's everyone at? There you go. How about that?
With Destiny 2 in general? Or
Destiny 2 in general. After you've got to the friend game.
The friend game, fucking hell. Out of 10?
Yeah.
I'd say I'm about a 4 or a 5 right now.
Okay. So you're getting there?
Yeah, I'm getting there.
Sync?
Like, but I'm still, I'm going to say 4 because I'm still enjoying playing it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Going back down to a 2 now.
2 after, because you can actually...
Yeah, but Sync Salt was more directed at Sony than at Bungie at that point, wasn't it?
This is true.
Pretty much most of it, and I'm enjoying going through the story again as well. Like, it's something I don't normally do without having to delete a character.
Sin, and how about you, Sin? Yeah, you've got the casting vote on this one.
Right. My saltiness, you know, probably about 2.
Okay.
Ooh, so I'm the saltiest one here. Genius, are you feeling salty at D2 right now?
Not really, because, dude, it's a game. If you don't want to play it, don't play it.
Don't get me wrong. I really want to play it. I really want to play
it. I know there's things that everybody wishes they could change, but you got to think about it. It's a game, dude.
Yeah.
If there's things about the game you don't want to do, don't do it. If you don't want to play the game, don't play the game.
No, I do want to
play. For me, I'm a 0 because it's a game.
I do want to play
it's a game.
I just want to play a better version of it, which we don't currently have.
Well, then, either A, wait for the better version to start, right? Or B, play with it the way you want. Or C, don't play it at all.
Play with it the
way you want. Better choices, dude. The better version, I think, is going to come over time anyway. Because with Bungie,
of course,
exactly. Content, that's just the way the game is.
Don't get me wrong.
It should give us a better experience over time.
Don't get me wrong, right? I am one of the worst Bungie apologists you'll ever fucking see. Because I don't think I really complained about much in D1 apart from trials, but
which is no different to D1 and D2 is the same. There's no difference.
Well, D2 is grumbling about Iron Banner too.
Come on, genius! You can't tell me. You can't tell me that Iron Banner as it is right now is working. You can't.
Well, think about it. No. Think about it. Okay, when you lost in D1, right? You only got 2. You didn't get any points. You get tokens. Now, if you won, you got points.
In Destiny 1? Right?
In D1, yeah.
In Destiny 1? Yeah. Are you still there? Yeah.
Yes, in D1.
No, in D1,
yes,
you got an iron medallion up to 5, and each iron...
Yeah, no, you know, you iron medallion, up to 5.
Yeah, but each iron medallion...
It'll capitalize points when you win,
Listen to this. Bit more maths. Mm-hmm. Each iron medallion was worth 60% of a win XP, correct?
Yeah, so now we're at 40%.
Now we're at 40%, so you're actually getting less.
Except if you play with me in D1 and you lose eight in a row, then you're
going to get fuck all for those last 3 games.
If you never won, though. If you never won after you got your medallion, right? Your medallion stayed there and you got no points.
Yeah, see a formation comment about...
See, this one, at least you get points, dude. You can still use the points to increase your rank with them and get, like, stuff. You're not sitting at losses the whole time. And you're not sitting there stagnant. You're getting stuff still.
No, but I think you've actually got to play an additional 2 games before you get to the same point if you'd been getting 3 instead of 2.
Dude, if you don't win anything, you don't get anything.
Oh, it's just a different ecosystem, and they'll play with it. I mean, I guess that's... I mean, I'm
well, think about it. You're playing a game. You're getting stuff.
Yeah.
If you're playing a game and not getting anything, but people don't like that.
Genius, all I'm getting is 2 fucking Iron Banner tokens from that.
Well, think about it. If you kept losing, in D1, if you kept losing, you wouldn't get nothing.
Well,
it
was a rare time when I lost 6 games in a row in Iron Banner.
But you wouldn't get anything if you didn't win.
And I also see the critics right now saying, get good. Thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
That
but even still, like, if you think about how old Iron Banner worked compared to how new Iron Banner worked, in terms of just the way that it gives you loot, it's just not as fun.
I can understand it when you're saying you don't like the fact that you don't get the Iron Banner loot after a match, like how they did at the end of your D1.
And I'm also saying, I don't want to grind.
But in terms of the rank packages, though, if you're not winning 0 matches, if there's people out there that are solo queuing by themselves and winning no matches, they are not getting anything in D1. Not a damn thing. They don't even get to taste the loot, okay? Mm-hmm. This time around, you get to taste the loot, even if you lose, and you got to play 2 more games. What's wrong with that?
But who
doesn't want to play more Destiny games if you're in the game anyway? Like, anyways.
But I'll say with both the both of you are coming from, like from different angles.
I understand where Ken is coming from. I'm just telling you that the economy, in my opinion, is better just for the fact that you still get to taste the loot.
Really?
If you don't get to taste the loot,
I don't,
because you're losing. Because you're losing.
I don't think it is better. I don't think. I understand the example that you're trying to make, but I don't think it's actually a realistic one. And I think that most people who played Iron Banner in Destiny 1 probably got 3, maybe 4 of their bounties done, and so they were still getting additional loot as a result of the bounties. Whereas now, if you complete your challenges, you, as we've already said, you don't even get enough.
In Destiny 1, you'd get random drops.
That's three lost games and a package.
But are we getting random drops of the Iron Banner guns or stuff at the end of matches now? Which we didn't.
I don't like the fact that you get drops from different vendors and like the whole loot pile. That I don't agree with. Getting the Iron Banner stuff.
I think that
I agree with you on that.
That's just lazy. And reskinned fucking guns. Don't tell me you agree with that, genius.
No.
Good, because
I don't agree with that at all.
If you did, I was going to fly to Canada and force feed you a horse.
Fork you.
I don't know if you're wearing a mail order onesie, assless, and it's raw horse.
I would fly to Canada in an assless mail order onesie with a big slab of raw horse and feed it to you.
No, the reason why I'm Kendall saying that is because after I listened back to our recording from last week with Buster Knuckle, Tongans back home, from what I understand, right, have big lips and they eat horses.
Oh my god!
That's why I sent the message to Kendall. Kendall's like, "Dude, Japanese people eat horse." I'm like, "Okay, well, you can enjoy your horse, all right?" And I will eat my spam. I'll eat my pork. I'll eat my fish. You know, normal people food.
Normal people food. Nice.
Spam is not normal people food.
Okay, no. Think about it like this, right? If you ever got caught in that hurricane, right, and you had no supplies.
Yeah, 100%. That's what it's for. Yeah. That's exactly what it's for. You put it in your pantry.
In Hawaii, you have to have an emergency, like, ration.
Emergency spam.
Water.
In case the Americans come.
And guess what? In case your plane is not good for a week or two. Because think about it. You have nothing to eat.
Okay,
dude.
Genius.
Nothing
genius.
To eat.
What if?
Spam.
What if the only
and
thing...
those things you can still cook because it's canned and their expiration date is like super far.
What if the only thing in this hurricane that was available to eat was a can of horse?
Then obviously I'm going to have to eat the horse or go hunting myself.
Go hunting.
One of the two.
Yes.
What would, hunting.
Yeah,
here
like,
we go.
What indigenous animals would you hunt? In Hawaii.
Dude, you understand that Hawaii is an island, right? You can just go right out to the sea and go fishing.
Indigenous fish.
Come on.
Like, you're asking me a question that is ridiculous, dude. There's so many options, man.
Half of the fish would be on the island anyway.
I don't understand, genius, why you're even slightly surprised that I'm asking you something moronic or idiotic.
Well, I'm not. I'm just saying, I'm prepared for everything. Dude, that's what happens when you're raised on an island where, like, if you hear that song, you're ready to go.
I hear that every
spam.
When my wife is trying to get me to wake up.
That's my version of the emergency sound system.
So I've got someone in the tower. His name's Night Rain. Can anyone spell that for me?
Why don't you try and spell it?
Does it start with a K? Better get.
No, that's not fair. He's in the tower. I can spell his name because it's right in front of me.
I thought we weren't supposed to be playing while we're...
I'm not playing. I'm just sitting in the tower just watching people go past and see if there's any interesting names.
He's not playing. He's playing The Floor is Lava. He's just running around the tower.
Just running around, yeah.
No, I'm in the farm at the moment, actually, in my stinky warlock, because I haven't unlocked the tower yet.
Nice. I was about to say, why the fuck are you at the farm? Okay, it's your warlock.
Warlock.
Yeah, that, now it all makes sense.
I'm surprised Kendall's not taking that personally, though.
Hey, no, maybe.
No, he knows. He knows that warlocks are stinky. Come on.
No, my warlock, even if he's stinky, he's a fucking winner. He's the stinkiest, winningest warlock you've ever fucking seen.
Well, now he's left now. Now I'm going to have to pretend that I'm
not. How if you're only winning two matches or two tokens in IV, though?
Who? happy.
Kendall. I don't know if that's winning.
I prefer to think that while I'm winning, I'm also taking the community's concerns to heart and, you know, representing their voice here.
bullshit.
Yeah, fuck
that. Well, I guess that's what I was trying to do by asking people how salty they were at the moment to get a layman's term on people that are actually addicted to the game and play it constantly, whether or not we are salty or not, or if that's just people being stupid on Reddit, because there's a lot of Reddit.
They call it salt for a reason. You have to take everything that anybody says with a grain of salt. Because there's going to be people that's going to find everything to complain about. It doesn't matter what you do or how good the game is. You're going to have someone saying, oh, this, that, and the other. Genius. It's not that good.
Genius. You know, it's just not going to make everybody happy. That's the key.
Oh.
If you take, but if you take complaining away from me, I've literally got nothing to live for.
To talk about.
Yeah.
No, and I get that. That's what I'm saying. Like,
to live for.
There's
yeah. What, oh, yeah. Right? Give me a plate of that shit if I'm not allowed to complain.
What we're talking about characters.
Well, okay, I got a question for you. Then, have you ever tried horse?
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah, several times, mate. Raw, in fact.
Really?
It's a thing in Japan.
Really?
Yeah. Raw horse meat.
You can literally have it like blue steak, basically.
No, it's not steak. It's like sashimi.
What?
Horse.
That
sashimi.
Just sounds awful.
Hold on, dude.
Wow.
Okay, hold on. You just blew my mind
it
there.
Sounds
Are you
a lot
kidding
worse
me?
Than it is. No, I'm not kidding you. 100% horse sashimi. So, the first time I had it, I went through two fucking plates of the stuff on my own.
Are you not alive, or are you just talking to us from the dead?
What?
Are you alive, or are you talking to us from the dead? Like, are you kidding me? It's not like really.
It's good eating if you can get it, man. Don't knock it till you try.
I'm gonna have to do some research on why beef can't be eaten that same way.
It can.
But you can potentially get sick from it.
So I've got a question about warlocks. I've just noticed something. Do you know that your
Read
special butt rag? It looks like on my guy, the special butt rag that I've got is a friggin' magic book.
What
do you have magic
about?
Books on all the on my guy? I'm wearing the Wings of Sacred Dawn.
Right.
It's got like a magic book on his right hip.
Mate,
on his butt, on his right butt cheek.
It's probably
like you have
David Copperfield's autobiography. look at any of David Copperfield's stage shows. He's the original fucking Nancy Warlock, that guy, isn't he?
I just thought of Genius as Gandalf again, with spam coming over the horizon, as you said that magic book there.
I'm not a warlock though. I am a hunter, man.
You know what? I might see if I can make another warlock now and see if I can get one that'll look like David Copperfield. Get some real space.
Or Gandalf. Make it look like Gandalf.
While we're talking about characters.
Yeah.
Sin, do you have a preference on which one you play, or do you just battle around in all three?
As far as characters, the only one that I have to 20 and up to light is my warlock.
Yeah!
I was in the process of baiting a Titan.
There we go.
I started as a warlock in D1, then switched to primary as Titan. I went back to warlock for D2. I am in the process of making my Titan. Just haven't gotten him up to level yet, because everything I've done, I've needed the warlock up to level, and just haven't had any extra time to finish off the Titan.
Yeah, I guess the question is the Titan going to overtake the warlock again in D2?
Pulse nades that happen, the pulse nades, those are pretty sweet from what I've been up against in Crucible.
Buddy, get melted, man.
Yeah, so I don't know. I haven't had a chance to play a lot with the Titan to even see. I see a lot of Titans. I see a lot of Warlocks, too. I guess it's really spread out right now, and as they change the sandbox over time, people's preferences or what the preferred class might be will probably change.
Yeah, for sure. I can certainly see
that. Did your preference change a lot in D1 though? Because mine personally didn't. I used the hunter from alpha all the way to the end of D1 as my main.
Really?
My preference actually did switch to Titan.
Yeah,
after maining, after going to the Titan, I actually enjoyed playing the Titan in D1 much better than I did the Warlock, just because of how he handled. The controls were a lot better. I was more comfortable with it. I was actually doing better with him than I ever did with the Warlock.
And funny you mentioned that, I'm a hunter main, but my warlock had the best KD out of all three of my characters, and my titan had the worst in V1. Mm.
Well, it's hard to, yeah. It's hard to tell, though, because if you started with the hunter and you were screwed at the start of
it. I had, like, so much more games that way.
More time to catch up on. That's the one thing I do love about this.
It's a lot of
average. If I look at my KD now, it's actually above 1.0, which was, I was never going to get there on D1 after the start I had. So that's one thing I like.
Well, after Trials weekend, my KD seems to plummet after Trials.
Trials.
But that's because, like, how much Trials did we play last weekend, Sin?
Oh,
we played a lot of Trials.
We played and a ton.
Lost a lot of Trials.
Lost a lot. Last night, we only played a few. Lost everyone.
And we still lost a lot. Yes.
You played three and lost five.
It goes back to what I was saying earlier about quick play being much more enjoyable. A lot more laid back, not as sweaty. And you can have a better KD with that versus the Trials that you have a 0.2.
Mm-hmm. Not much fun. So did you have anything, Sin, that you wanted to kind of bring up, or was this did you have any topics that you wanted to raise or anything like that before we...
No, we can go ahead and continue on.
What about anyone else?
Did we ask him the Destiny tattoo at all?
Yeah, we did. Yes. Yeah, missed out.
Now, Genius, if you were up on time, you would have heard it.
Now you have to
skip to minute 28.
I'll listen to this. Okay. All right. Okay. I'm going to have to listen back to it. One. Two. Like, dude, as soon as I got off last night, my daughter woke up, and she didn't go to bed. So I was up for another 2 hours.
Jesus, so up till 5. And what time is it there now? Like 6?
8:24 right about now.
So you had 2 hours sleep.
Yeah, so...
Good luck with that.
I feel for her, man. She's going to be waking up crabby today.
You're going to wake up crabby. I feel for you, man.
Dude, I'm still waking up. Who the hell said I was up? I'm like a zombie right now. I got my bottle earlier. Of water.
You missed it earlier. I was talking. I set my alarms. I told you last night I set 4 of them. Well, I heard none of them.
Yeah, different hour increments.
Yeah, my wife and kid heard them, and they ended up waking me up. So I used my alarm clock to wake them up, and they were my alarm clock and woke me up about 10 or 20 minutes before I needed to be up.
Dude, I didn't even set my alarms. That's how tired I was.
Nice. Now, before I forget, in honor of JC Jesse, we have to do a bit of housekeeping.
Housekeeping?
Because he actually jumped. He actually jumped in.
First towel?
He actually jumped in and it was Patreon for us. He's,
you want me to check you off?
It was actually last week. I didn't even notice until there's the professionalism again, Gibbo. it was like a week and a half ago he jumped on and I didn't mention him because I didn't know. I'll check the emails. Oh, I've got a new Patreon. Oh, it's JC Jesse. So I haven't annoyed him that much that he hasn't jumped on, which is lovely. So thanks to him for doing that.
You're going to have to apologize to him come Destiny or episode 30, bro. I'm just saying.
I don't have to do it then.
this guy has like bad communication, right? So where he like he's to the point he's sour and he jumps off of our our my favorite episode thus far, and then he becomes a Patreon and Bush still doesn't want to apologize.
No, fuck that guy, we got his fucking money now, we don't need to apologize for shit.
JC Jesse, I'm sure you're gonna listen to this. I apologize on behalf of Destiny Addicts Podcast. Nah. Go fuck yourself.
I was gonna go from this way. Like, if we go for more maths, we've got Bushman, Genius, Gibbo, and Synchro. So even if Bushman was a bit of a douche and hasn't apologized,
should have been the question right there that we put up on the on that that Twitter thing.
What's that? Who's
Bush is the asshole. I picked Bush.
I invited JC Jesse to play with me, and he sent me back things. I'm just podcasting right now. Like, well, he's doing the same thing I am. He's on when he's not supposed to be. So,
Get him to jump on now. Get him to jump on now and see what happens.
I think he'll be back to go to work. I don't think I've ever seen him on this time. He's not time when he does his podcast.
Yeah, no, true enough.
Yeah, so that's it. That's housekeeping. It's a pretty long one for us.
Well, thank you again, JC. We really appreciate it, dude.
Yeah, there's a lot of fans.
All of our supporters, you guys have no clue how appreciative we are of it.
Yeah, It's all good.
Definitely helps us continue on doing what we're doing, and hopefully one day we can get to the point where we can actually start doing some actual some competitions out there where we can get like we can get prizes where people are gonna be like, yo, I want that.
One day we'll even get not just the chance to come onto the podcast and have me talk over them for an hour and a half.
And me pat on them when you're asking the question.
By the way, I just want to say thank you, Sin, ahead of time. Thank you for jumping in with us, dude.
Yeah. Sure, no worries. It's been super fun.
So far, we're not done yet, dude. We're not done.
No, we're pretty close to done.
You can find me.
Wow.
Yeah. 1-800-657.
1-800-867-5309. Mail order onesies.
You can find me on Twitter at sexgirl69.
Free
mad hugs. Well, I mean, we might be finished unless anyone else. Oh, that's all I got.
We don't get anything else to talk about.
Well, it's been an hour. That's our standard, isn't it? So it's
that is not our standard. Our standard is 20 minutes. Come on.
Genius. Our standard is 20 minutes of Destiny content spread over 80 or 90 minutes.
That's what I mean.
I think we've done about the same this week as well. I think we've got about maybe 20 minutes of Destiny, and then...
About 20 minutes. About Destiny, about 20 or 30 minutes worth of fashion talk.
No, I think it was about 20 minutes of Genius and Gibber arguing about I'm better.
It's bollocks, and I'm right, and you know it.
Yeah, it's whatever Gibble says, always remember.
See, I win.
There's no middle ground.
I'm glad after 25 episodes we've finally agreed on something, Genius.
This is coming from the shorts, the straw hat, and the sunglasses guy.
Yeah, man.
Who eats raw horse?
Yeah.
Oh.
Try it.
And like Spam Musubi, by the way. So it's so funny how he talks about Spam, but he likes Spam Musubis.
Oh, yeah, man. Give me some of that shit. I'll eat that till the fucking cows come home. I'll eat that till the horses come home. How about that?
See? So I'm talking about. It's quite spam funny. Is where it's at.
That site here from Bushman, it's like a parent who just can't get their kids to stop fighting.
Yeah. Why are they talking about Spam?
So you guys. So we got camels for Jay Howard. We've got horses for Genius. And what's your favorite animal, Sin?
Oh, geez. What'd you get from that? That is another curveball as far as questions. Favorite?
What's your favorite animal?
I hate all animals. No.
You like horses.
After this discussion, absolutely not. Oh, wow. I don't even know. We'll go with a lion. I like lions.
The lion? What's that gun again? I keep forgetting the one with the lion. The
fighting lion.
The fighting lion.
Not that type of lion. Wow. I hate that lion.
What about Bushman?
That was horrible.
Bushman, is yours a dingo?
Not a wallaby.
Yeah. Well,
wombat.
Dingoes don't kidnap babies in Australia.
No, they got proven incorrect, didn't they?
They got proven
innocent because they don't know what happened.
Especially a game with a platypus or something.
What about a stink?
Like, so you're telling me that Bush lays eggs?
Yeah, I love eggs. I love a nice. Oh, I'd love to try a platypus.
Big round.
He's a mammal that lays eggs. All right, all right.
Nice. Yeah, sometimes on the podcast too.
Yeah,
you do.
I
am so glad we do not record in the same like studio as each other, because that would be horrible on you and Gibble.
Yeah, man. Honestly, if you were in the same place as me, every time I farted, I'd close all the doors and turn the heater on.
Hot box.
Just hot box it. Yeah. Like a whole room Dutch oven. I tried to do that to my wife in. I tried to do that to my wife in the car once. She went fucking ape shit.
It's an heater on.
And if you're driving, you can lock the windows from
the That's what I did, and I just banged the air conditioning on.
I'm surprised your door wasn't open and she wasn't rolling down the street when you passed the corner.
There were some choice words said to me after that one.
that before it's or after you married?
Oh, that was it was only about 6 months ago.
So I say again, before or after you got the divorce?
Long after.
It's been over an hour. I'm surprised it's lasted this long. Was it one of those choice words?
Sink. I can't believe this has got to be like the first episode where Sink has dropped the C-bomb before I have.
That's right. Dude, it is not a Destiny Addicts podcast.
Yeah,
you're
so fired. Come on, I'm done.
I think last episode had enough of those babies for the next 3 weeks. I had to put it through. Gibbo has done a bit of a review. You missed two of them.
Yeah. You didn't. I listened back to it. Like, it was like blatantly clear. I'm surprised you didn't deep it up.
It was
beforehand.
Right there as well. The funniest thing is I was saying future walking automatically without even realizing that I was fucking saying it as well. That's not good.
That was upsetting.
Well, no, I was going to ask, Kay, so when you beep it out, how does people even know what word you're using?
Oh, people know.
I think it's pretty fucking obvious at this point, genius.
Well, at this point it is. At this point it is, but at the beginning, if you weren't listening to us from the beginning, you're like, what the hell is he saying when it goes beep?
Yeah.
We can't read lips, right? When you're watching a TV show and they beep it out, you can read their lips and you can see what they're saying.
I won't say it, but if you're
listening
actually,
to a podcast, it's just a beep. And you're like, what?
Well, every now and then you hear the start and the end of it because it's not a perfect beep. But if you really want to find out, go in our Discord and actually type in as many swear words as you want, and one of them will not work, and that's the one. So segue into the Discord, capital M, little m, 85 UDF. That's the way to get into that, baby. And seeing if we had to give you a call, what number would we get you on again? I can't remember.
Oh, the 800? 8675309. We're talking about the mail order onesie number, right?
That's the one. And if we actually wanted to call you, out on PSN, your PSN, I've played with you on PSN, your only PSN or?
Only PSN. My PSN is Blue Angel Sin. Sin is CYN. You can also find me streaming on Twitch, twitch.tv/SinMedia, and Twitter as Sin_media.
Look at that. He's in media, Gibbo. It's the media. Yeah. It's that voice.
Some bloody wanker. I'm going to use wanker for Gibbo. Yeah. Had some media, so I couldn't use that one.
Oh, I'm PSN.
You know how weird.
No, on Twitter.
Do you know how weird it sounds? How weird it sounds to me to hear an American say wanker.
Bloody wanker.
Well, in the US, right, and in Canada, we call you a jack off.
Basically.
What would it be in Dingo Land, Bushman?
Oh no, you're bloody wanker!
Bloody wanker! Yeah, it's got like a good thick Australian accent.
It has a ring to it.
It's got some like barely contained friendly aggression behind it.
It is in it. That's what you got to do.
He's a wanker, in it.
Well, as far as I've been on with you guys so far this morning, I have not heard Kendall call out Deej once. And I'm guessing it's because of the warlock thing at this point.
I think
he's had enough people call him out in the last week and a half.
To be honest, Deej, my favorite warlock player ever, I think he's probably had enough he people himself. Giving him shit on Twitter for his friend game debacle. And let's be fair, that wasn't even what he fucking meant.
No. It's just because everyone else was salty, they just jumped on something.
Yeah, jumped on poor old Deej's back. So I thought, you know, Deej, you know, he's a warlock player, bit of a wanker, but still okay because he's got a warlock. So I thought I'd give him a break this week. I thought I'd give him a break. Deej, I don't think you're a wanker. I love your warlock. I love your beard just as much. Sorry. Oh, it's good. Did anyone hear that? A bit of interference.
Sounded like a squeaky duck.
Last week. What? The warlock bond has grown.
The warlock bond.
The warlock bond has grown.
It's all good.
Double joke.
Warlock bros.
All right, Sink, how can they find you?
Preferably on the internet.
Smooth. We're on the internet.
The interwebs. Not by carrier pigeon. That doesn't work very well. So you can find me on PSN, on Sikramesi, Synchro Meshi. S-Y-N-C-H-R-O-M-E-S-H-I. Same as Xbox.
Synchro Meshi.
Yes. That's pretty much it.
Does that
say Ninja, so people can't find me, and then underscore on Twitter.
Does that describe your playstyle?
Just underscore, that's it.
Sync.
Don't forget the underscore at the end on Twitter.
You don't want to be talking to the other Synchro Meshi.
You look on Twitter for SexyGirl69.
That's me.
He's there.
You find Gibbo's profile?
I wonder if there is.
Yeah, and if you also go to 100.io, you also see SexyGirl69 as well.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I thought that was
100.io. That's what I said, 100.io.
Okay.
What did I say?
Not the 100. That's a different one.
Yeah.
All right, then, Genius, how do they find you and your Twitter?
You can find this guy. Stuff? Probably going to go do some dishes and go back to sleep. But if you do
find me in bed,
yeah, bro, you can find me, excuse me, on Twitch at Genius93, or you can find me on Twitter at TheGenius93. So that's JEANIUS93.
Nice.
And Bush, where can they find you, good sir?
Which one's that? Are you talking sync? Again.
Bush,
oh, man.
Where can we find you, good sir?
I'm not a good sir.
Your spelling and listening is horrible.
No, I listen.
Find you, Bush. They just want to find you.
Now, if they want to find me, you just go to Bushman.
Destiny2Onesie
on Twitch. Destiny2Onesie
on Twitch.
Yeah, exactly. Bushman Bob on Twitter, PSN, and Discord. That's it. That's me.
And Mr. Gibble.
How do they find you?
Hang on a minute. I'm just trying to see. If there is at SexyGirl69 on Twitter.
Oh, I'm sure there will be.
There
make
is.
Sure to send
SexyGirl69.
And is it a big fat guy with a neck beard?
Apparently, SexyGirl69 is Colombian.
Colombian?
Hello.
And a boy or girl?
Well, you never
that
can
That is a very good question.
there's just a picture of... of a caboose, but yeah, but it's not even like an untamed caboose. It's very much kept behind bars. That's kind of a shame. I was really hoping that I'd get a porn bot, but instead it looks like it's a barely used but legitimate account.
Really?
So,
all right.
Now that
good, sir.
Yeah, now that we know that SexyGirl69 does exist and it's not me, and Sync has got a real internet girlfriend as a result of that, you can find me KendoGibbo1980 on PSN and KendoGibbo on the Twitter.
Very good.
Make sure to send all your onesie customization requests through to Bushman Bob. Feel free to Twitter him,
yes.
Email him, or contact him on Discord. And I'm sure between Bushman and
DM for open,
they can hook you up and get it sent out.
Hook you up, do it.
Well, we should actually say how to do that. So, DestinyAddictsPodcast@gmail.com. We do have a website. I don't know where it is. Just type Destiny Addicts Podcast website. I don't know.
Oh my goodness. Again, with our professional podcasting.
Something super. Like that. But we do have a clan, and if you really want an invite, come play with me and I'll send you one. Gibbo might be in by this time next week, we'll see.
Probably not.
Kendo's never going to jump
in. No, he's not. and how else can they find us? I think they're what? Email and Discord and stuff.
You find us on iTunes, Google Play.
See, I don't get that. So why do we tell people that you can find us on iTunes and Google Play? If they've found us already, that doesn't work because they already know how to find. I guess if you're swapping from Android to iTunes, we're on the other one.
Yeah, that's one. Or if someone has if someone is listening to the podcast with another friend, and say if they're listening on iTunes,
and right? they wouldn't know
they're
that you're
actually
on.
Yeah, no, exactly.
Just like
there's
that
other
time,
avenues, so many avenues.
Like that time when JC Jesse was listening in the car, and
and the guy next to him,
Yeah, so if we'd have finished up with "and you can find us on iTunes" immediately after that, then he would have been a listener. So we've obviously dropped the ball there.
I can just picture that entire segment. I'm dropping my guts like a dead otter. And by the way, you can find us on iTunes.
That works.
It's probably the only way you can give us a review is on iTunes. So I think Google Play still.
No, they can give us a comment
on Google Play. Yeah. Oh, there you go, guys. So you can do that.
And, or Podbean.
Podbean, clearly you can.
Yeah, on Podbean because somebody mixed me and Genius up and accidentally called Genius a twat.
Okay. Oh, that poll was hilarious, dude. I was hoping that we would have got more votes on that. That would have been so funny.
I think we got 20, we had 23, 24 people make. Yeah, that's the best that we've ever had as far as community involvement. I was excited.
The biggest turnout ever. It's dwarfed, that one Twitter poll has dwarfed all three competitions that you've run.
Seems a perfect example of it. It's like, it was.
And it still failed because I lost and still made it on.
That's it. See, listen to podcasts for losers.
You were the something runner up, but by the way, do you want to join your show? The other guy couldn't make it.
So basically, Destiny Addicts podcast, a Destiny podcast for losers. Perfect.
Yeah,
take it or leave it.
Oh,
I'm leaving it.
Thank you, everyone, and thank you, Sin, for jumping on as well.
Yes, thanks, buddy.
Megan, thanks, Sin. Thanks, JC, Jesse.
Thanks, JC. Yeah.
thanks,
JC.
Oh, yeah, for being a Patreon. Yeah, oh, yeah, you can find us on Patreon, too. That's it. That's the final comment.
What?
Find us on Patreon.
Please give us your money.
That's it. Find us. It doesn't say subscribe or whatever.
Well, what's the point of finding us on Patreon if they're just going to look at the fucking page and then click off it?
I'm sure people... Don't do that.
Yeah, I found these guys. But they're wankers, so I'm going to donate to something else instead. So, it's all right because Bushman said I could.
That's it. But mate, I think you can make a note if you go on Patreon and you don't support us, just make a note to tell us that you didn't do it and why.
I'm sure you're going to get more notes about why they didn't decide to help support us than the people that we have supporting us.
I really hope now we just get an avalanche of people going onto our Patreon. I didn't support you because...
Someone wears a onesie.
That genius guy is an asshole. Yeah,
because of that Hawaiian wanker who keeps on berating Deej and using the word...
Oh, there it is again. A couple of beeps.
Well, see, if Sync hadn't have said it, I think I would have genuinely forgotten about it.
You forgot.
Yeah. It's your fault, Sync.
We can't have that.
I love the fact that we've been right at the end of the show for the past 15 minutes.
maybe we'll just start winding up at the start of the show.
Sync joining us on some high-quality podcasting right there.
All right, I'm actually really stopping now.